Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. The comments on this series have increasingly turned to the use of biologics in non-small cell cancer, and I met with Dr. Roy Herbst, who had just presented at the Chemotherapy Foundation Symposium in New York, for his take on this rapidly evolving area. Dr. Herbst began our conversation by putting in perspective what this evolving paradigm means to patient outcomes.
We're in a very fertile time of new drug development, and the session discussed at least 6 to 10 new drugs for lung cancer, many small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitors, of course some antibodies such as bevacizumab and cetuximab. But the bottom line is, while there are clearly benefits to patients with this disease, the benefits are all small. You know, we're talking hazard ratios for survival in the 0.8 or higher range. So the trick is now going to be to try to find how to use these agents best in which patients to match the drug to the right tumor. And the one complexity of lung cancer is the heterogeneity of the disease. There are so many different reasons why patients develop lung cancer, from genetic causes, of course, to smoking, though we now know that the never smoker with lung cancer is emerging as a very unique group of patients who could have EGFR gene mutations. They often lack RAS gene mutations. It really behooves us to start to think about lung cancer in a more specific way. So what I discussed here at the meeting was the approach we're taking at MD Anderson, which is building upon the new drug development, trying to do biopsy-driven trials where everyone who comes in, you know, who consents, gets a biopsy in the second or more line setting. And this is a fresh biopsy, and the one thing that I brought to bear on the audience today was the fact that it can be done. If you have a research infrastructure and you have good interventional radiologists who work closely with the oncologists and the research nurses, you can biopsy patients in real time, meaning someone can come into the clinic and within a couple of days you get a biopsy and within a few weeks you get a result, and then you can try to use that result to pick therapy. Now, the challenge of this is, early on, it's hard to link the right marker with the right treatment because we don't know much yet. We have some ideas, for example, with EGFR and with RAS. But as we go along, we'll learn more. And the way we've designed these trials at MD Anderson is using adaptive trial design, meaning the first group of patients is randomized to active agents, but not in any particular way. But then as we learn more, we create an algorithm that allows patients to go onto the arm based on the biomarkers that they've obtained.
Now, is this kind of tied into your battle plan study?
Right. We call it battle at MD Anderson affectionately because it is funded through a grant from the Department of Defense and also through our Cancer Center Corps. The fact that we have the infrastructure to obtain tissue biopsies and to use them in real time. But I would contest that that's the future in all tumors, and lung cancer is a poster child for that because of the heterogeneity, because of the need to try to identify patients who would either respond, or perhaps you can find people that definitely won't respond so that you don't use that agent. And it will also help us to develop combinations of therapies, because it's quite obvious that if a drug like erlotinib, you know, which clearly has a great effect in some patients and a moderate effect in others, but if we could figure out how to combine that with something else, if we knew what other pathways were activated in those patients' tumors, we could do even better. And I was sitting there at the symposium this morning just thinking we have great progress in the last few years, but now it's really time to try to match the right patient to the right drug, and then we can take it even a step further, think about using these drugs in earlier stage disease or even, you know, chemo prevention.